Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show, talk radio show, talk radio show, talk radio show, talk radio show. DM Hyman Live, DM Hyman Live, DM Hyman Live, talk radio show, talk radio show, talk radio show. Real talk, real talk, talk radio show. DM Hyman Live, talk radio show. DM Hyman Live, DM Hyman Live, DM Hyman Live, talk radio show.
Open and honest, coming to you live from Tampa, Florida tonight. It's your dude, TM Hyman. Welcome to the show. Your hip-hop informer, it's TM Hyman Radio Live. Hey, Personal Development 101. It's Money Monday, June 20th, 2011. And tonight, it's time to evaluate ourselves and get our own houses in order. Again, Personal Development 101. You know, sometimes you just got to pause for the cause. You know, in order to properly give someone else respect, you got to have respect for yourself first. You know, moreover, what's more important other than yourself and your life? Are you the only thing you think about, worry about, care for? Does everything evolve around you? Personal development is important, my friends. Hey, we shouldn't continue to do the same thing at 30 that we did at 20. Or should we? Hey, join the conversation. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Hey, Personal Development 101. Get in the game. Up next, the Angels.
I know you're feeling me, I've been checking you out all night. I'm trying to see if you gon' put me in the game, cold. 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 Myself, I got you like wild. Boy, you need to stop playing with it and come and put it down. You need to put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold.
Coach, I do this, she looking real exclusive. Coke bottle body, yo, mind me, you who I'm choosing. Had her nails, nails the feet, put her in and shoot your three. Captain on my team, starting five, and she love the D. Lock it down, not nervous when other teams around. Nolly hoop it to her, lay it up and knock and jump her down. Start when the whistle sound, you gotta bend it down. All four quarters, quick motion, I work it up and down. Hard worker, MVP, mommy is the keeper. She came early just to practice on the buzzer beater. But you a ball hard, slip and got your shot blocked. It's teamwork, you send your plan, time to stop. Keep your eyes on the clock, cause it's running tick and tock. Call a timeout right now, you gotta pass the rock. That's how the game go, I'm what you playing for. She coming off the bench, yelling, put me in the game.
Boy, tell me you, I know you feeling me. I've been checking you out all night. I'm trying to see if you gon' put me in the game, cold. 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 I got you like wild, boy, you need to stop playing with it and come and put it down. You need to put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold.
Cleats laced, undefeated, baby screaming, shout. She on the field, constantly stretching that body out. Altitude coming fresh from a game winner. Helmet strapped on tight, replacing my starting center. She grabbed the bottle right, love to throw that water back. I'm breaking all the rules, I'm the coach and the quarterback. First and 10, should I hand it off or throw it in? Opponents get under her skin, got us losing yards again. She get the ball like she juking it out of control. Had to slow a roll, was going through the wrong hole. Field goal, G-spot, mommy is a packer. Fumbled the ball around. Hard to pick up the tackle.
One of the best players, but she on the second team. Gotta take it deep to be starting up on my first string. That's how the game go. I'm what you playing for. She coming off the bench yelling, put me in the game.
I'm telling you, I know you're feeling me. I've been checking you out all night. I'm trying to see if you gon' put me in the game, post. 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 I got you like wild, boy, you need to stop playing with it and come and put it down. You need to put me in the game code, put me in the game code. Put me in the game code, put me in the game code.
I put him in the game, first position is the pitcher's mound. Two balls, one strike, mommy, don't play around. Last innings with positions, now I got her up the bat. Baby girl swinging like crazy, but still ain't hit a check. She blew a bubble and winked and said, I got the spot. Next pitch came, mommy swung and knocked it off the park. Only take the best for my team, so play by the rules. Scouts hit the game and check me out, you gotta move. Especially with my head lady in the game. B-Train, she shooting any and everything. When she in, it's no losing, never get substituted. Where's number one on her jersey and she gon' prove it. She ride at home with the coach when the game end. Overtime, when she bring it down, I throw it in. That's how the game go, I'm what you playing for. I beat it up so bad, she like, take me out the game,
I'm telling you, I know you feeling me. I've been checking you out all night, I'm trying to see if you gon' put me in the game, post. 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 I got you like wild, boy, you need to stop playing with it and come and put it down. You need to put me in the game, post. Put me in the game, post. Put me in the game, post. Put me in the game, post.
WHAC TM Hyman Radio Live. This Good Money Monday, June 20th, 2011. I'm your hip hop informer. That was Vel. Put me in the game. All the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina. Give it up for our good friend, CeeLo. Hey, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon and morning time. How do you do?
Hey, how do you do?
I have a headache, but I'm fine outside of that.
You sound just a little tight.
You know what it is that I don't want to say I overdid it this weekend, but, you know, yeah, kind of. And, like, I feel like a fat kid in a little person's body.
So you ate a lot?
No, I'm swollen. Yeah,
why
internally, my muscles and my spine is.
What
feels
did
like
you
it's
do
on
this
fire.
Weekend? Inquiring minds want to know.
I walked and ate. That's
okay.
All we did. Yeah, but you know.
So are you just not an
thing.
Active person?
No, it's not that I'm not an active person, but it hurts after a while. Yeah, you know, like my spine will. Like, I don't know, it's like inflammation around your spine. I can't explain it other than that. Like, that's the most, you know, it's like, yeah.
Inflammation around your spine.
Yes, it hurts.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you are just tuning in to the show, tonight's topic, personal development 101.
Yes. Gosh, you know what? In personal development, it takes time.
Yes.
It really takes time.
Absolutely.
And we really should start, you know, like, I'm telling you, a lot of parents, like, especially ones who have, like, teenagers, middle school children, I mean, really, you need to start getting them ready to set goals now. You know, like,
yeah,
so they can get the opportunity to try different things.
But I'll go younger than that. You know, I'll go, you know, kindergarten, you know, first grade. Big up to Miss Andy Hunt and her kindergartners out at Booker T. Washington Elementary School, Tampa. Big up.
Big up. Yeah.
You got to start smaller, younger. I think kids absorb and start to repeat and process much earlier than we give them credit for.
I mean, I agree with that, but I mean as far as making them hone in on something, you know, like, for instance, okay, like,
yeah,
children
like reading.
Reading
like
should be instilled, like, from baby, from, like, in the stomach. You know what I'm saying? Like, you should start early with that.
Should
but
start.
I'm talking about.
And does start two very different things.
Yes. You're absolutely right. But what I meant by that was that, yeah, yes, you should start, like, you know, with the reading and, like, when they're in the stomach or, like, when they first come out, you should read to them every night, you know. Yes, you should. You should get them involved in reading, and it should be required that they read after school and because, and not like it's a punishment, you know. But, yeah, that yes, that is important. But what I mean is as far as, okay, this is what I want to do with my life. Because a lot of times kids don't know when they're 4 and 5 years old. I mean, yeah, who didn't want to be a police officer or a firefighter when they were five? You know what I'm saying? Like,
I didn't. I did not. I wanted to be a doctor. I wanted to save people in a different kind of way. Because
okay.
Policemen and firefighters save people too. But I didn't want to be one of them.
Right. Yeah, I don't know.
So
I don't even know what I want to be at five.
When you say who, you know, who didn't want to be one? Me.
A lot of kids wanted to be when they asked, like when the police officers, like we know the DARE officers used to come to the school. I knew in Norfolk public school they did.
I remember
that. You know, right. And remember they would ask, well, what do you want to be? Most of the kids would answer firefighter, police officer, nurse. You know, you rarely get like, you know, an astronaut or whatever, especially after the space shuttle blew up while we were watching it. I don't know. Were you in Norfolk Public Schools in that?
I do remember that. No, I
yeah,
remember that just being national news.
Okay. No, we were actually, they had set a time and everybody, you know, was in the class and we were to watch it. And we watched it go up in the air and watched it explode. I mean, because they were doing the live broadcast and we watched it explode on TV. You know, we were in elementary school. Right, you know, so nobody really wanted to be an astronaut after that. you didn't hear that again, you know.
Hey,
it's
real. Everybody inside this Money Monday. Hey, it's time to evaluate ourselves and get our own houses in order. Personal development 101. That's the topic tonight. Hey, I'm gonna actually allow, you know, us to kind of midrash back and forth tonight. You know, really to kind of help, to open us up and to really help us to understand, you know, how deep you really have to go sometimes in order to get what you need within yourself. Most of our problems are due to us. And it goes back to, and when I say us, I mean us as individuals, you, me. But it's all connected to our values, you know, respect or lack of respect, morals or beliefs, or a combination of those things. If those things aren't grounded and rooted in something, you know, you will find yourself all over the place. So the first step in personal development, you know, I believe, you know, starts with what's at your foundation. You know, are you tied to morals, values, beliefs, or do you just not care? It's important that you at least know that. Most people who are trying to be successful, if they know that, they want to change that or those negative things about that. Would you agree or not disagree, CeeLo? Want to make sure we're on the same page.
We are on the same page because I was going to add as well. That while you're working on yourself, you'll find that you don't have to disconnect yourself from certain people in your life. They'll automatically disassociate themselves with you once you have pretty much set, you know, like set a standard for yourself. Set a standard, but set like a goal for yourself or a part of you that you want to work on. Because, you know, keep in mind that the people that surround you, each person has a piece of your personality. And, you know, it's like each person that you have in your life, that are friends or attached that you're close with, they are a one of the personalities that they, you know what I'm saying, they hold a personality of your own. And so that's where we go back to, not everyone that you're around is good for you, because, you know, you may very well be around someone who reflects your negative vibes or the negative part of your life or the thing that has been holding you back. Sometimes it's people that influence you without you even knowing, because you've been around them for a certain amount of time, so they've become a constant in your life, and that relationship could very well be hindering your growth, because a lot of times people don't allow you to grow in their mind. They want you to be who they want you to be. And too many times, you know, people get caught up in that.
And you know what? And the flip side of that is sometimes we get caught up as individuals. We want it to be what we want it to be. We want it to be what it used to be. Still trying to, you know, be, you know, 21 at 41. Yo, dude, it's like 20 years later. Get out of here.
Right. Yes, I don't think of any 41-year. I mean, like, I giggled when I saw, I think this man was, like, in his late 40s, early 50s, somewhere around there, who had cornrows. Now, I try not to judge people, but, like, really, let it go.
I mean, that's equivalent to, you know, oversized women who stuff themselves in little teeny skirts.
Cut it out, okay? And
it's,
you don't know where
so
their
to me,
stomach or their
so
thighs
all,
are.
All I'm saying is, I'm not the judge, right? If you're comfortable,
just give me a visit.
God bless you. Cornrows at 53.
Hey,
yo,
whatever
you're comfortable,
whatever you want.
Whatever
you
like. You know, if you want to squeeze into a 8 and you 18, you know what I'm saying? God bless you.
Hey.
But,
I mean, rock it.
At the end of the day, though, at the end of the day, it's tied back to morals, values, beliefs. Either you have some or you don't. But tonight, we're talking about personal development. We're trying to help you to walk away with something tonight. You know, I'm going to say this. Character and integrity are two big ones that jump out when you talk about morals, beliefs, and values. It really, at the end of the day, whether you are holier than thou or you hate God and you're straight atheist, it really still comes down to character and integrity.
Right.
If you don't have any discipline in your life, if you don't really have any real morals and values, guess what? It's going to be whatever. And you probably won't get too far. And you might
get
far,
far,
but people will hate you.
Yeah.
You know? It's about discipline. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was agreeing with you.
Hey, K-Cheeks circles. Many people feel like they go in circles. Hey, we'll be right back. Personal development.
I can't stop these tears from falling.
A blessing to run into you today, but I pray. drive, I will fly too. You give me the word and I can run the rest of society. Damn, since I ain't had the confidence to say this, I hope you hear this song and you replay it. Somebody
you know what I feel about. I tried to walk it out, but every road leads back to you. What I'm trying to say is, you got me going in circles. I got a drop top band, a house on a hill, but I will give it up for you. What I'm trying to say is, you got me going in circles.
I don't want to be alone, but I don't want nobody to choose. Call me a sex. Mariah's never been in my shoes, I understand. Can't judge me till you've been in my mood. Would be a man, it still would be if you didn't move on. You left me, I took it like a man through my cool on. But deep, deep down, too wrong, I'm too torn. Stepping into the pressure, took it like a lesson. Look, to never fall in love. Girl, I'm confessing if I was blessed with the chance to ever see you again. I wouldn't know what to say, wouldn't know where to begin. I should go pop me a webcam to say all my words on and make me a video and go post it on WorldStar. So we feeling the same, no something strange. When we apart, back in the days, we was tight as a leotard. Yeah, since I ain't had the confidence to say this, I hope you hear the song and you will play it. Somebody
you
come
had
to
a man ain't supposed to cry, but I can't stop to see it from coming down my eyes.
You're all I think about. I tried to walk it out, but every road leads back to you. What I'm trying to say is, you got me going in circles. I got a drop top bed, a house on a hill, but I will give it all for you. What I'm trying to say is, you got me going in circles.
Radio Live, and that was K Cheeks with Circles. I like that song.
Yep.
Been rocking it. Yes, and we're talking about personal development 101. Dun, dun, dun.
Wow. Hey, what has been just a distinct difference for you from a development perspective from maybe age 24, 25, you know, compared to right now? A distinct difference when it comes to development.
My temper.
Okay. Used to be a hothead. You're still a
yes.
hothead, man. So you're not as a hot, not as much as a hothead?
Exactly. Yeah.
Really? Wow.
Really. Right. I've gotten more classy with it a little bit. Sometimes I can't restrain myself, but, you know, that I'm a very passionate person, though. That's something that's been consistent throughout life, though.
So. Was there, like, a real traumatic event that changed that for you? Your temper? Did your temper cause, you know, something crazy to happen?
Well, my temper always caused something crazy to happen. However...
Okay.
I've never been arrested for it, never gone to jail for it or anything like that. But, yeah, I did some things that probably I shouldn't have done. But, no, you know what changed it? When I moved to Charlotte, a lot of things happened where I was not in the position to control them like I had been in the past. There was a lot of damage that had been done that I didn't realize that I was moving in damage, you know, like I was perpetuating the damage.
Right.
And so I pretty much unknowingly removed myself from the environment, placed myself somewhere else, and here we are. And now we're at the end of it, you know, because pretty much what I realized, and I had an epiphany last night, this cycle has been broken. like the, you know how like you have, I don't know about you, but I can speak for myself, is that there were cycles in life that I caught on to early, that like I found myself in, you know, these different cycles that may not, that I didn't necessarily create, but that were passed down. And once I acknowledged that, recognized it and acknowledged it, I was able to change it piece by piece.
And wow, that's pretty powerful right there, because you said two things that just kind of jump out at me. And to me, they are tied and tangled up in one's ability to become successful or to grow personally. You said cycle, and then you said pass down.
Yeah.
You said you broke the cycle, and my question really is, how did you break the cycle? But you said when you became conscious of the fact that there were cycles that you could be pulled into. But then that whole thing about passed down, what we don't understand as human beings, specifically, you know, like people of God, that, you know, there's a reference in the word, and there are several references that refers to generations, and things move from generation to generation, and really it goes back to the cycles that you're talking about, and it could be positive or negative. Some people are born with a silver spoon in their mouth. It was passed down from a generation to a generation to a generation. Some people are born in poverty. It's passed down from generation to generation to generation. But how do you break the cycle? What made you conscious of the cycles that you could potentially be drawn into, and how did you break the cycle?
The thing was, I had always been conscious, but most of the time, and like, I'll say this, that being strung out on life is what that was. Like, okay, when you can say, all right, this happened as I was growing up, I don't like this part of life, so I'm going to change it. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do that. I don't want to be this person. I don't want to be that person. And the thing was, I was so caught up in defending, always having to defend myself for whatever reason, you know, be it with something I could control or something I couldn't. That's all I was doing. I was just being a defensive person, period. I was a reaction person, just straight up react. And not deal with what I was going through, knowing, recognizing what I was going through, whether it be pain or happiness or what have you, but instead of understanding what I was going through or even attempting to understand, I would just deal with it my own damaged way and then move on like it never happened.
Mm-hmm.
But then it came to a point where I couldn't push anything else back. I couldn't just deal with whatever was right in front of me. I couldn't just push whatever was right in front of me past me. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't just go through it. I had to learn how to deal with what was going on to the core, not just almost like paying somebody off to just leave you the hell alone, regardless if you're right or wrong.
Right.
Because I don't want to deal with it. I just want to, whatever. All right, yeah, okay. You know? But
dealing with it has given you a improved temperament.
Yes. Well, I had to learn patience, though, because a lot of things happen that, I mean, normally I would have reacted in physical violence.
Hmm.
And, but it was like it was another person. My daughter, like one of the things was like, well, my daughter. I was very angry with the things that had transpired. But the whole thing was, yes, I could react and spaz out and hurt somebody physically or do whatever, but what's best for her?
Right.
And the best thing for her.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah. The best thing was I had to, but I had planned for her to come here. Well, you know that. I had planned for her to come here. But what I realized was she wasn't supposed to come with me. I had to do this by myself.
Supposed to stay.
I had to detox. I had to detox from being damaged. Because I wasn't going to do anything but pass it on to her.
With that being said, what's important other than you right now in your life?
My daughter, and that's pretty much it. I mean, my family.
Okay.
But
that's motivation. Right.
That's my motivation, and solely my motivation. But that's the thing about it is that that's not right. That's something that I'm working on, because that's not right.
Yeah. And what's
my
not
motivation
right,
should
honey.
Be perfect. Well, because it's no different than idolizing another person.
Right. Good point.
Being only motivated by
one thing. Right.
Yeah.
And you know what? The point that you just made is what we'll expand on. What is our motivation? What motivates you to get up to do what it is that you do in the morning? It really should be family. It should be, children. You know, God above those things. You know, we're not preaching tonight. But what's your motivation? It shouldn't be money. You know, money, hey, it's the root. The money is not the problem, but it's the root if you don't have the right perspective on money. We'll be right back. You're in tune to TM Hive Radio Live. Personal Development 101. Money Monday.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show.
I'm sorry now, babe, but I'm finding it hard to cry. I'm sorry now, babe, but
WHJC TM Hammer Radio Live, Electric Chameleon. That joint right there is called Sleep. Yo, I love that joint. So banger. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Inside this Money Monday, we're talking about personal development, morals, values, beliefs, and all that. We was talking about idolatry a moment ago. When you make your children and money and all of that your God, we can't do that, people. We can't do that. All the way live from Charlotte, we got CeeLo. All the way live from Chesapeake, VA tonight. Give it up for Domare. Welcome to the show.
All right. Bonnie Nacho, everybody in the world.
Hey, Domare.
Coming to you live from Tampa, Florida. Personal Development 101, CeeLo and I just midrashing here. And for those who are like, what is a midrash? It's simply a dialogue. It's a communication in Hebrew to connect. Midrash. Welcome to the show again, Didi. Personal Development. CeeLo was just talking about cycles and breaking cycles. And how things are passed down, you know, and we were just talking about, you know, there are things that are passed down that are good, and there are things that are passed down that are bad from generation to generations, and you have to be able to identify those things and kind of break those cycles in your life, which I think is quite appropriate with talking about personal development tonight. 917-889-3926. Jump in if you want to just comment, give feedback. Coming up, entertainment and national news out of Charlotte tonight. CeeLo, you shared that your temper has improved from when you were like 24, 25. For me, I am learning, because I'm still learning, but I'm much better when it comes to not being anxious. I'm not as anxious as I used to. I'm fast. I like to get it done. I like to do it first. So I'm always racing. Feel like I got to do it, get it done. You know, I'm going to miss something if I'm not there. And I'm learning how to, and I've learned definitely from 24 to 35, not to be anxious, you know. So my favorite, you know, my favorite, like, memory, anything that comes to mind when I start getting anxious is, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, you know. And that's a good one for me when it comes to just being anxious. Want for nothing, be anxious for nothing. So I've grown in that area, still growing.
Okay. Well, I mean, everybody's a work in progress.
Yeah. Definitely. I mean, but should we continue to do the same thing in our 30s and our 40s that we did in our 20s?
Something, yes.
So give me an example. What are some things that you want to continue?
My lack of concern of other people's thoughts of me. I still and always have felt it's none of my business what people think of me.
I think that's a great one. You got to be delivered from people. In order to grow and be successful in this lifetime, you have got to ask God to help. Because guess what? God's the only one who can do it. Because people will offend you and hurt your feelings and embarrass you all day, every day, if you don't ask God to deliver you from the negative energy and feelings of people.
Yeah, because it's key. I mean, it doesn't mean yes, I've stated in the past, and I have admitted that yes, I can be stubborn at times. But that's just, I really believe
we all can.
But it's a balance between being stubborn, of not listening to advice. You know, consider the source in which it's coming from, and don't put too much thought into it. Listen and just take it with a grain of salt, because everyone's opinion of you
is not It's not for
right.
you.
It doesn't. No. Yeah, it may not be you. I mean, like, well, a
feedback
lot of people
is important, though. Feedback
yes,
is,
it
is important.
Yes, it is. Right, and you can't be offended by everything, you know, people say to you. You just can't. You can't take everything personal, but some things you should. If someone
right.
tells you that you smell funny, yes, you should take that to heart and
absolutely.
Wash your body. You know,
absolutely.
But if someone tells you they don't like your hair color, I mean, you know, that's kind of something that, hey, all right, thanks.
If it's purple,
for you.
If it's purple, you might want to go wash it out.
You know, if it's purple and you like and it doesn't hinder you from doing anything, leave it purple. Listen to that. You know what, I got written up for dyeing my hair blonde. I was so blonde, I looked bald-headed from far away. Like, like
wow.
for real. And rock what you want to rock, but, you know, as long as it doesn't stop you from, yeah. And then, you know, another thing? Don't let your pride, this is very, very important, please, listen. Do not let your pride get in the way of your blessings. I say again, do not allow your pride to get in the way of your blessings. If someone is in a position to help you, allow them to do so. If you need help,
yeah.
don't be afraid to ask. Just
ask
be careful on who you're but pay attention to who you're asking. Like I've said before, do not ask someone without arms to give you a hug. Don't ask nobody without legs to chase you. Be specific, you know. Yes, exactly. Hey, because everybody, I'm telling you, everything ain't for you. Everybody that's put in front of you ain't for you. But you can't ask somebody that don't have no arms to hug you.
For the
nor
record,
can anybody without legs chase you.
You can still try to hug me if you don't have any arms.
See, you know what?
Yeah. Everybody in this world is God's property. Though I saw myself as a victim of hypocrisy. Never been labeled as a menace to society, but society was a menace to the very pride of me. As a child, I didn't know to take the right steps. Preacher looked in my eyes and said it's just a test. I could look at my father and tell that he was blessed, cause my dad was conceived at his mother's last breath. Thinking, how am I so selfish to go sin again? Everyone around me drinking and they smoking, man. I can't take this peer pressure, I can't hold it in. So I grab that red cup and then I pour that gin. Every time I go to God asking for forgiveness, every time I step in the church as a wife or Christian, I see myself at the party with the Ciroc I'm sipping. Hurting because it's hypocritical way I'm living. It seems I only give thanks to him on the best of days. I never wanted my faith in God to be just a phase. And when I'm on the right track, I get led astray. Sometimes I see the sight of heaven is so far away. My mother told me don't just judge a girl by her appearance. Look for intelligence and the godly spirit. Relationships without the Lord ain't gon' last long. Thinking to myself, she probably heard this on a sad song. I met this girl up in the church and we really connected. Every thought I had of her just left me so breathless. Night after night, texting became perpetual. Getting a little sexual and now I'm about to test the rules. This was supposed to be the girl that I wait for. Instead, we in the bed, she asking, can I take more? I got up out the bed and grabbed my stuff and left. Feeling lost of emotions, but a gain of regrets. And now, every time I go to God asking for forgiveness, every time I step in the church as a rightful Christian, I see myself at the party with the Ciroc and sipping. Hurting because it's hypocritical way I'm living. It seems I only give thanks to him on the best of days. Never wanted my faith in God to be just a phase. And when I'm on the right track, I get led astray. Sometimes I see the sight of heaven and it's so far away. The book that no one ever wants to read is Revelation, because it talks to God's wrath and the beast of Satan. But that's my motivation to why I keep going. Even though my bars are secular, I keep flowing. Till I turn my lust to love, to my faith above, to the only God I trust in. I don't want the fame and the cheddar, I just want the strength and the will just to live better, man. Every time I go to God asking for forgiveness, Every time I step in the church as a rightful Christian, I see myself at the party with it, so I can flip it. Hurting because it's hypocritical way of living. And Caesar only give thanks to him on my best of days. Never wanted my faith in God to be just a phase. And when I'm on the right track, I get led astray. Sometimes I see the sight of heaven, it's so far away.
Yeah. I don't even know if y'all got that, man. Just listen, man. All you gotta do is listen.
Every time I go to God asking for forgiveness, every time I step in the church as a rightful Christian, I see myself at the party with the Ciroc, I'm sipping, hurting because it's hypocritical way of living. It seems I only give thanks to him on my best days. I never wanted my faith in God to be just a phase. And when I'm on that right track, I get led astray. Sometimes I see the sight of heaven, it's so far away.
That was Far Away by Boston, and you are listening to T.M. Hyman Radio Live, and we are talking about Personal Development 101 for Money Monday. Yes, and thank you for rocking with us. The time is now 10:48 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I want to say, you know what, we got to choose our tactics, though, on how we set goals, regardless of your fly by your seat person, or if you look like I am, I'm a fly by my seat person. But it works for me, you know. I mean, it doesn't work for everyone. I've made some impossible things possible, but not everybody can do it.
Spontaneous myself, but I do some critical thinking before I make a decision. Although others may say, you know, others around me may say that I'm just, you know, an impulse buyer, I think about big ticket items more than one may think. I've already thought about it in advance, really. It just appears that I'm making a split second decision, but I've already, you know, kind of weighed out some pros and cons. You know, on big ticket items, you know, other things I may be willing to, you know, make an investment. But you're absolutely right. We have to analyze situations a little more, you know, for big decision events. But even little things sometimes can turn into big things based on how we approached it, how we went about it.
You're absolutely right. Like, I'm not a materialistic person. The only things that I've ever really been concerned about, like purchasing, were like homes and vehicles, and that's it. Anything else, if I didn't have the money to buy it, I wouldn't get it. I didn't care. I mean, you know, I think I told you before. I mean, it was serious to the point where, like, when I first moved into my apartment here in Charlotte, I did not have furniture. I didn't want it. I didn't have enough. I didn't invite people over to my house like that, so I didn't care if, you know, if somebody came over, they had to sit on the floor. That's fine. I'm not concerned with that.
That's fine.
But it's funny because it made people.
Hey,
listen, first of all, I hope you're not just coming in here to sit in my face. You know, like, right? Like at that point though, like I wasn't really into people, you know, but whatever. Like, but I only ended up with furniture because someone gave me furniture because they wanted somewhere to sit down when they came over there. I don't care about stuff like that. I just wanted somewhere to live. I don't care about that stuff that's inside. As long
well,
as I can
glad
cook.
You care more today than you
did but, you know,
back then. Don't mirror.
This stuff away.
Personal development.
Yes.
What distinctly is different for Domare compared to her 20s, now that she's in her 30s? Are you still doing the same thing in your 30s that you did in your 20s?
No. I'm
What's
sorry.
Different? What's different?
See, a lot's different. I listen a lot more. I'm a lot more open-minded and receptive to feedback. It's my desire to be a better person. I believe change is always necessary. What's different for me is I stopped talking and did more listening. Not to say, well, I can't say I did used to do a lot of, I talked a lot. And got my mouth, it did get me in a little trouble sometimes. But I guess just the desire to be a better person. I know one thing I don't say I struggle with it. Still, it's a work in progress for me. And it was, I guess, my delivery, my tone, my tactfulness, and how I speak to people, how I speak about things. I'm gotten a lot better. It's not what you say, it's how you say it. And understanding that, because I know I don't want anyone to just say anything to me. And I, matter of fact, I won't let anyone just speak to me any kind of way. I'll call you out on it. But at the same
did that revelation come out of an argument or some type of traumatic experience in order for you to see that, like, damn, I talk to people real crazy?
No, not even. It was just hearing it so many times. Hearing it so many times. I just got tired of hearing it and then being responsible and accountable and just taking a look at myself and you're like, you know what? And then, you know, you have to listen. You have to pay attention to who you associate yourself with. Normally, birds of a feather will flock together. So, and it's like, and my people in my circle, you are one CeeLo. In fact, you know what? Let me say that you and CeeLo both are some good examples. But I'll go ahead and pull CeeLo out. When we used to work together, me and CeeLo had a very real woman-to-woman conversation about, you know, about how I speak to people, my delivery, and how I, you know, address people. And, you know, you don't got to come off like this. And, you know, and she just gave me some inside information. But, you know, everybody is not trying to come at you. You don't got to be defensive. And you could just listen. And, you know, sometimes people just want to talk. They don't even want you to say anything back. You know, you just need to calm down. Don't take it personal. Well, you know, okay, but then again, it didn't set in that good yet. It still worked on me. I was in my 20s then. But it just, I kept hearing it. And from the people who love me the most, I know it's like, if they're continuing to say this, then I definitely need to take stock and pay closer attention to change this. Because, again, I have fruit. I am a tree now, and I bear fruit. So, therefore, I don't want my fruit to produce the foulness that, you know, that I have or create, you know, continue on with that cycle, which I know can be broken.
Right.
So, you know.
No, that's real. That's real. That's awesome right there, because what I just heard was a few things, but like a paramount point that you just made, you got to be open to feedback, but you got to be willing to allow people to be honest with you. If you are not willing to let people be honest with you, people will not want to be around you. People will not want to deal with you because they figure you are know-it-all, even when you're wrong. And tonight's dialogue, tonight's midrash, is simply about recognizing your pain points. And when I say your pain points, the pain that you're causing others by your personality, by your lack of integrity, by your character being on E instead of F, where F is good, which means full. Are you full? Are you empty? You know, are you helping others, or are you always looking for help? Personal Development 101. It's at 10:56.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
busy doing other things. I got a nice crib, but I need a house with a couple wings. On the balcony, blowing trees, you and me. I might pull over just to get your phone number. I'm a bone jumper, I'm a dome addict. I gotta have it by now, it should be automatic. Ask my man if he remembers them bras. They was French, talking about some type of menage. But come on, time by my dime, je m'appelle J. Voulez-vous coucher with C4A? Never mind, man, them bras is faking. Hit me up the next day, I might call me later. Yeah.
Call me later.
Yeah.
Call me later.
Yeah.
Here we are today. the conversations that we had. And what's funny is, like, I know the only thing I remember about TM was, I don't know what was, I just remember us standing face to face. He said something I didn't like. I let him know that I didn't like it. He let me know that he didn't like my response. And we were friends from there. It was just like, oh, yeah, okay, I can get with you because you're not afraid of me. You're not intimidated by me, and nor was I intimidated by him. And it's funny that to come back in contact years later, still have the same common respect for each other, same goals with Didi. Again, friendship. We kept in more contact.
I think it goes back to respect.
Right, you know, a common respect.
Self-development. In order for you to be able to really, you know, succeed in life, grow as a person, you have to respect yourself. You got to be grounded, rooted in something that tells you, yes, this is right, no, this is wrong. You have to know right from wrong. Even when you did it out of spite, you knew you was wrong. So you got to make that right wrong. You know, and at the end of the day, I think it comes with maturity.
Yeah.
As we mature, as we grow, and we recognize it, we can look back on those things and we be like, wow, I cannot believe I did that. I can't believe I said that. I went out with her. What?
Right. Right. You're crazy.
I mean, you know. Maturity doesn't stop. Once you hit puberty or when you leave high school, people, you continue to mature in your 20s,
yeah.
30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s. And that
with
becomes
maturity
wisdom.
Comes with change. With maturity comes change.
Absolutely. I just wanted to point that out there because some people think that it's like they were so, oh, you're very mature for your age. They heard that so much growing up, they forgot to keep mature.
Right.
And, like, it's something with the high school mentality or something. It's like, oh, hello. We grown up.
Yeah. And then too many younger people, I mean, too many older people want to be friends with younger people to maintain some kind of youth or something about
and
themselves.
I think that's fun if you have established a responsible, accountable child. If a child understands what responsibility and accountability is, you can be their friend all day long. My mother was my friend, but I also knew that my mother would stomp me in the street if she thought I had stole something from somebody. You know, so, I mean, when it comes to responsibility, morals, values, you can be your child's friend because you know that their foundation is good. But I have a problem with unaccountable, you know, out-of-control relationships where, you know, the child curse at mom, curse at dad, you know, don't respect them, don't do anything that they ask, you know, but guess what? They're still friends. That's not a good sign.
Right.
I'm not being judgmental. I'm just saying something's wrong with that relationship.
Right. Well, then you know what, though? A lot of times that'll happen when there's a missing parent or there is a parent can be in the same household and still not have a relationship with the child.
That's the thing,
and then the other parent is trying to. But I'm saying
I'm
the
sorry,
other parent.
We just collided right there.
I was just trying to say that the other parent, a lot of times, may end up trying to take up the slack for the other parent's lack of interest or involvement in the child's life, whether they be it whether they're in the house or not. And they make provisions, but they continue to make provisions all the child's life and never allow the child to grow properly. And so the child grows up with a thwarted concept of respect, a thwarted concept of what relationships are, a thwarted concept of what goals are, because they were never instilled. You were just pampered,
pacified. Right, they learned the days they went. You see, the deal is, you train a child up in the way that they should go, and they will not part from it. Anything in life requires training, teaching, and instruction if you're going to be successful at it. And you have to study it. It has to be repetitive. You have to hear it over and over again. Like, do not lie, do not steal, do not cheat. You have to hear those things because guess what? I believe it's our instinct to lie, steal, and cheat. So you have to hear that you shouldn't do that.
Yeah, well, you have to see that you shouldn't do it either. Because, I mean, a parent can't be going in there with a baby stroller with her 12-year-old stealing stuff and putting it in a baby stroller.
Which means that you have to be a good role model.
Right.
You have to be a good role model. But let me tell you something. I'm smart enough to know like this, right? My mom can steal, and guess what? This is after maturing, so I get it. So point that you're making, because I'm about to go swirls. The point that you're making is you have to be a good role model to your child because
yeah.
they follow what they see.
Yeah, not what you say.
Not what you say.
Yeah,
point
you gotta, it's like one of those. Yeah, it's just one of those. There, you want them to listen to what you say, but you have to show them at the same time that you're talking to them. You know, because a lot of times parents are just saying, you know, tell a kid, no, you can't go to
right.
such and such house or whatever, but never
right.
really explaining why.
Right.
You know,
or
that,
a mom
yeah.
might say, you know, daughter, you know, boys are nasty. Don't mess with boys. But
that's
every
it.
Time she turn around, you got a different man in the house.
Girl, don't you know that you really got me gone? Blow my mind all the time. Think about you now. They got nothing on you, baby. It's mine, baby. Yeah.
Muhammad Radio Live. Jagged Edge, that joint right there is called Baby. We got Didi hanging out with us from Chesapeake, VA. We got CeeLo live from Chesapeake tonight. 817-889-3926. Coming up, Entertainment National News. Hey, the role model thing is serious. I mean, we are who we are because of role models that we had. Our children will be who they will become off of our model. What's your role? You know, is it a positive one? Is it a do as I say, not as I do? You know, we're talking about personal development 101 tonight. Hey, what's important to you? What's important to you outside of you? Domer, can you answer that question?
My daughter.
Good.
My daughter is
and that's your motivation. That's your motivation, right?
My end all to be all, yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And we all need motivation in order to be successful. It can't be all about us as individuals. What are you doing to help somebody? You know, I asked earlier in the show, you know, are you helping or are you always in need of help? You know, our existence should be to help others, to help one another. Now, sometimes you will find yourself in need of help. But guess what? It's easy to get help when you've given help.
Well, see,
sow some seeds.
Again, it goes back to who you're asking for help and who you're helping.
Well,
because
somebody
I can say
has
that
to be
in the past,
a position to help you.
Right. And right, and you can't, you know, you don't take that personal if you can't. Of course not. No, what I'm saying, like, for instance, at one point in life, I would help people regardless if I could or whether I couldn't, for real.
That's not
still
smart.
Help them. Right.
You gotta be smart.
But you know what? Right. Okay. But I thought I was being smart. But the whole thing was, I was going too hard with to treat people the way I want to be treated.
Yeah, but how can you give somebody something that you don't have?
Right. You think? Nah. See, I'm telling you, like, it was crazy. Like, if you didn't have anywhere to stay, you could stay with me. If you didn't have anything to eat, I would feed you. You know, and it was crazy as though that those same people that you look out for, they do not look to help you. They don't.
Yeah, but you know what really is,
though?
They
may not always be in a position to do that.
They are not in a position to help you.
Right. So you can't get mad about it. You just got to, you know, keep moving. That's why if you're going to do something for people, do it because you want to, not because you feel like they're going to do something for you, expect them
looking
to do
for
something
nothing
for
in return.
Right,
looking
you
for
know.
Nothing in return.
Right, or again, asking people to do things that they're not even capable of doing, whether it's loving you, taking care of you, or any of that. They're not able to.
Right.
They can't do it.
But see,
yeah.
You should be able to validate that for yourself, and once you have that answer for yourself, move on accordingly. There's no need
right.
to get mad, get upset. They just,
right.
they're not the one.
Right. You're absolutely right. And another thing, too, is like, you know, I've found that there's no need in cuss. Like, say someone does something wrong to me that pisses me off or whatever. And I could tell them that, you know, I don't like what you did or what have you. Instead of going into why I don't like it, I don't even go into that. I don't like it, and I keep it moving. I just don't deal with
that's
them like
broke.
That anymore. Right, but before I felt the need of trying to tell them why. But for what? They weren't going to get it anyway, so why waste my breath?
Personal
Sorry.
Development 101.
Love is the party. My heart is such a disco ball. She's in line waiting. My guest list too long. I told her I would love her. Love her as forever. Forever's just a word. I put words together. Stepping on the stars. She paused. And I know that one day this show will end. Applause. The strobe lights are dancing. We've taken all the chances. She questioned what we are. And I'll drink to the answer. Cause my heart is out of service. My eyes turn black. I don't see love in anymore. I'm blind to the fact I got my world in my pocket, cause I ain't trying to drop it. The sky is at my neck, so I turn up my collar. My world spin around her, cause it's a world without her. Oh,
when you know, like I know,
yeah.
When the sunlight falls down,
what?
There she goes.
Yeah.
She falls like dance with the stars,
and I just can't live without her.
Yeah.
And she knows what she knows. And the rain is coming down. My heart is cold. I know she knows.
She falls like dance with the stars.
And I always take
yeah, when the lights fade, blue lights they turn gray. Bitch, you don't love me no more. I'm at the end, babe. Going the wrong way, and I don't know where to go. I'm on a new way. Tomorrow's too late. Bitch, you don't love me no more. You got me.
Got wounds and scars. The strobe lights are dancing, dancing with the stars. But what happened to us? What happened because the rain is coming down? Now we trapped in the storm. I step right out of her spotlight and into the strobe light. I don't need your light.
Convicted of the overseas murder. Do you remember the young lady who was convicted of murder of her roommate? Now, you would imagine I would have wrote her name down, but for some reason I did not. Her or the boyfriend, that is terrible. Okay, so this is what it is.
Stay with it.
American was convicted of overseas murder, right? Okay, so her boyfriend was sentenced to 25 years. She was sentenced to 26 years. Apparently, the boyfriend was locked up with another inmate who had just been convicted of another murder, and this guy is claiming he's the one who murdered the student. So now, and prosecutors are saying pretty much that it was just a sex game that went wrong. I don't know if that was what the point was, but hey, something went wrong here for someone to end up dead. So hopefully this young lady, Amanda, is going to get the American. She's going to get a new trial. But I'll keep you guys up on that. But regardless, the guy who's claiming that he's the murderer of this young student is a guy named Rudy Goad. I might be pronouncing it wrong, but it's G-U-E-D. Yes. All right. So now, on to other news. Now, this is my what in the world, because did you guys know that there's, like, okay, I know everybody's familiar with, you know, the whole Nazi movement, right? Well, I didn't know, like, really, I've heard about, you know, it being alive in the prisons and so forth, and you got little cells here and there. Well, there's an 81-year-old woman named Gudrun Berwitz, who is deemed the princess of Nazism. And she's been keeping the Nazi Party survivors afloat since 1951 in this, like, a nonprofit organization that she started called Silent Help. And she's actually the daughter of Heinrich Himmler, who was, like, oh, you know, worked for Hitler. So pretty much what they do is they offer financial assistance to people who fled to America to, you know, delude persecution. And they're still, to this day, have cases that
Did
are...
Did you say delude?
What? Yes. Isn't that a
okay.
word?
Delude.
Excuse me. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, elude. Yes. But yeah, they tried to elude, you know, persecution or whatever, you know, for the Holocaust. And I had no idea, guys, that, you know, there's cases still pending for people that, you know, came over to the United States. So, like, this lady is protecting them. Is that right? I mean, you know, like, she's pretty much fighting to keep them.
Aiding and abetting.
Right. So that's not right, because, like, if these people are found or they, you know, lose their case or whatever have you, they can still be extradited to Germany and Denmark and be executed. So, like, yeah, I had no idea. But, yeah, that stuff is still around. Okay, now, in U.S. news, this Wednesday, President Obama is scheduled to give an update on the withdrawal of the troops in Afghanistan. And then... For you, those of you who do not know, it's over 100,000 U.S. troops in Afghanistan right now. And the drawout is supposed to begin in July of this year. I'm not sure if the president is going to speak on the date that he's going to start, but they definitely did say that it's going to begin in July. And the speech will be on Wednesday, and it's to announce his plans on the withdrawal. And but there's no specified amount either of the you know, of troops that are going to be coming home, but we're looking forward to our troops coming home. Last but not least, in Washington, how about this? The Supreme Court ruled in favor for Walmart. 1.5 million workers alleged gender discrimination, claiming current and former female employees. They were claiming systematic discrimination over the past decade, pretty much alleging that, you know, they had lower female employees received lower pay and were given fewer opportunities for promotion. And they pretty much were, you know, seeking back pay and punitive damages. But in a 5-4 decision, Supreme Court shut it down. They said there was no significant proof that Walmart operated under a general policy of discrimination. So... I guess these women are going to have to go another route. They said they're not giving up, but, you know, that's one for Walmart, and then these other women are going to, they were suggested, though, that they could file, like, you know, smaller civil suits, but not a class action suit. And, oh, you know what, and on the entertainment front, you guys just look out for Shawnee O'Neal. I told you guys a couple of weeks ago that she was supposed to be coming out with Basketball Wives L.A., Well, yeah, it's going to happen. I don't like it. I don't like all these reality shows. I mean, people have to make money, but I'm saying, like, it's way too much. It's not really reality.
Paper.
Yeah, but, you know, at what cost, you know? I don't know. But that's all I have for you guys for today for Entertainment National News. Thank you. Whatever you do,
we
do it well.
Appreciate Cino coming to us live. Out of Charlotte, North Carolina tonight. Hey, you're inside this Money Monday, and we're talking about personal development. Personal development 101. We've done a lot, you know, talking just about, you know, the mental, you know, getting organized, the spiritual, But, you know, let's just fast forward to the physical. You know, one thing I can tell you for sure that you can't continue to do in your 30s and your 40s and your 50s that you did in your 20s is eat and run it off. Yo, fatty. Is going to have to do something different. See you later.
Ladies, if you're anything like me, you never have enough time in your day to handle all of the important things. So why waste your valuable time running from store to store to purchase everyday items? Listen, I have your solution. Log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. It's your one-stop shop for just about everything you need, from cleaning to nutrition to beauty. If it's in your home, it's on the site, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. Exclusive items right at your fingertips at your convenience. Determine your destiny.
Where style and professionalism seals the deal, HAC Media, your executive multimedia consultant specializing in business management, videography, sound recording, marketing, and public relations. Log on to www.hacmedia.com or in the Northeast, call 757-714-4006. In the Southeast, call 813-407-4062. Where style and professionalism seals the deal, HAC Media.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Got a couple questions for you, Nuts. Let's go. happy, baby. I need to hurt you.
How do we single
so they say every good thing must come to an end. But sometimes you gotta go through bad if you wanna be built to last. Baby, I ain't worried about your past, cause our future looking bright. I'm already smelling that cash. I said some things I ain't mean to say, only cause I was mad. Wasn't packing, I was putting my dirty clothes in the bag. I admit you got the best of me, that's why I never leave. We had a teenage love affair like ATs. Don't put me in the same position as Kanye. So heartless, regretting that I started this. You swept me off my feet like somebody pulling the carpet. For you, I was a victim, your Cupid's target. I don't understand why the relationship won't stand by no other nigga competing. I got him by a landslide. I need you on my team. Together, we build a franchise. Just answer one question, baby. All I wanna know is.
Aspect of life, losing weight, you know,
building muscle, not growing old, but being active, you know, swimming, running, cycling, not just sitting home watching reality shows, you know, eating on the couch, growing north, south, east, and west. How important is health and wellness, Domir?
It's ironic that you said that because I'm eating some ice cream right now.
Wow. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You need your vitamin D, don't you?
Listen to this. I'm eating one of the little miniature cups of ice cream as to regulate how much ice cream I eat, not to go overboard. I am watching my portion size. So I have to eat a little late, you know. So
yay for you. And shame on you if you're listening to this program and you are eating with a spoon, a tablespoon out of a quart size or larger box of ice cream.
Hey. If you're the only one eating out of it, you can do that. You can do it if you're
shame
the only one eating
you.
Out of it. I do that. Yes, I do. Yes, please. Butter pecan ice cream? What?
Hey, but
oh, my gosh, don't you touch it.
How far have you come from eating out of that elementary school cup of 25-cent ice cream compared to the pint you might have demolished 6 months ago?
Oh, I've come a long way. I mean, besides the fact that it's something that I personally want to change is my health and appearance. And just to be more in shape because I have a daughter to live for. I also have to assist my daughter with becoming more in shape because, as we know, childhood obesity is on the rise, which leads to childhood diabetes and other illnesses that children should not experience because we have, as parents, actually have control over those things. We have control over making sure they get the healthy, nutritious things they need in order to stay in good health and shape. So,
it's important, do we? We just let our kids do whatever.
They think it's cute that they all chubby and fat. I'm going to be there honest with you. This is real talk, and I'm a real person. It's not that I didn't know that my daughter, that the doctor was going to tell me at some point that my daughter was going to be overweight. I knew it. In the back of my mind, I knew it. But she was growing. She was growing faster than she was, you know, than her weight. Let me see. She was taller than the weight allowance. Let me say that. So up until now, she's been above average. Well, this particular year, her weight is over. Her height hasn't caught up with her weight so much. So the doctor hit me with, you know, she's overweight. Like I said, I already knew that, but it was definitely a wake-up call, like, okay, you was dragging your feet. Now you had to have someone tell you. Now it's crunch time that you are definitely have to pay attention. So if I don't make the change within myself, she's not going to believe me when I say they should eat the wheat bread, they should eat the granola bar, they should eat the yogurt, we have to watch the juices we drink. We can't eat, you know, a big old plate of this and that and, you know, snack all day, eat the Doritos and the Cheez-Its. If she sees me do it, she's going to do it. If she don't see me do it, then she won't do it. But I can't tell her one thing and do something different. So it's extremely important that we may not want to be role models, but at the end of the day, we are the first line of role models that our children see, and we have to make sure we set the example.
Well, absolutely. I am trying to study, as we speak, the laws of kashrut, which is really a dietary law under the Hebrew or Jewish culture. It, you know, just tells you what's good, what's not good biblically. I have a fetish for shrimp and lobster. I don't eat lobster a lot, but if I go to Red Lobster, 9 times out of 13, I might get a lobster tail. Shrimp and lobster, the nastiest form of food, will have your liver clogged up to where you'll die of an early age. It says leave it alone. It said anything with fish, fins, and scales. It didn't even say fish. It said fins and scales. That's I'm speaking the word. I said it's good. Point, you have to learn how to apply discipline under law.
Hold on, excuse me.
In order to,
are you saying we can't
in order to develop personally, you have to study, understand the teaching and instructions that's been laid out for us. I mean, really study. I'm not talking about what the man on Sunday spoon feeds to you out of the pulpit. I'm talking about study for yourself, understand the scriptures, understand the foundation. If it doesn't sound right, it probably isn't right. You know, ask some questions, but study for yourself. Yes, CeeLo, it says that shrimp and lobster, which are scavengers of the bottom of the earth, they are bottom feeders. They're the nastiest things to eat. They'll kill us early, but no one really knows that. Hey, let's go to Washington, D.C. Let's talk
to
Coop.
We don't care.
Hey, we don't care, but guess what? We should care.
We should
because
care.
Because it'll kill us. It'll kill us if we don't understand the law and the principles. It's called Torah, actually. It's not even law. Let me call it what it is, the Torah. What up, Coop?
Hey, man, everything out there kill us. It's about how much you eat and if you overdo it. That's the way I look at it. I love me some crabs, some shrimp, some lobster.
Come on. So, what?
Hey, I'm a Maryland boy, man. I'm a Maryland boy,
cool.
Man. We crab cake,
hey,
we do it.
I'm with you. I'm going to come out there every time you say there's a cookout. I'm there. And I'm not turning. Hey, and the only thing I'm turning down, Coop, is your ham and your pork chops.
Right.
Hey, we got one next Saturday, next Sunday, so 4th with the 3rd of July.
Hey, we there.
Good gracious. Got to be more careful. Good gracious. Yes, you tell me something else like that. I had to read my Bible again.
Hey, cool. Do we continue to do in our 30s and our 40s what we did in our 20s?
No, you can't. You just, even if you want to, you can't do it. And if you, some people will do it, but you can see it in them that it doesn't agree well.
Right.
Like you have people that want to party the same way they partied when they were in their 20s, and you can't do it. It will show on you. I mean, I remember when I was out in my 20s, we would go out on a Wednesday night to this club called Bomaze or the Skylark.
Yes, sir.
And stay out and party till about 5 in the morning or
what?
4 in the morning.
And PT at 6 o'clock. What?
Man, what? And be at PT at 6 o'clock and you got to do PT or you got to fake your way around doing PT.
What?
And work the whole day or fake your way through the day, but you still got to be up. You can't do it now. And living that way when you get older, it'll financially hurt you because it makes you sluggish.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. You can get up for that one. Yeah. You can do that.
Money Monday, June 20th. Hey, Coop, Washington, D.C. CeeLo, Charlotte, Domare, Chesapeake, T.M. Hyman, Tampa, Florida. Money Monday.
As far as I lie,
It talks about those things of the sea, take a read, follow back up. It's right there. You know, and at the end of the day, you're right, Coop. Too much of anything could kill us. Too much sex could kill us. Too much alcohol could kill us. Too much dope could kill us. Too much money could kill us. For real, if you be honest. Balance is necessary. But knowledge is power, my friends. You can't operate in anything that you aren't aware of. Surround yourself with people, places, and things that are going to help you to grow, going to help you to expand, and, you know, get what you need. If you're not getting what you need, you are failing. There's nothing in between. You got to know that on this Money Monday. Cool. Disagree, hey, don't disagree. Let us know.
I mean, you said too much, wait a minute, too much sex and too much what else?
Hey, too much anything. I'll kill you.
Yeah.
Too much anything, Coop. You said
yeah,
it.
Yeah, nah. I'm just messing with you here. Yeah, too much. Yeah, too much anything. Too much anything is can be overdoing it. Too much of a good thing can overdo it. So, hey.
Absolutely. Hey, personal development 101. Domare, health and wellness. Close it out. Personal development and health and wellness.
Set the example. Know that your kids are going to follow your habits. It's do as I say do. It's do as I do, not as I say do. Be a blessing.
Be a blessing. CeeLo.
Yes, sir. All I can say is whatever you do, do it well. And if you are dealing with some sort of turmoil or any past indiscretions or whatever, I mean, really, just come to grips, acknowledge, well, recognize it, acknowledge it, freaking, and deal with it and get past it. Because if you don't deal with your past hurts and so forth and you just try to move past them, they'll come up in ways that you can never imagine, and you cause yourself so much unneeded pain, and you'll pass that on. You'll pass that down to your children, and they'll do the same thing. You know, break the cycle. Yeah.
Break the cycle. Good night, everybody.
Work out if we don't try. This is not a fairy tale. Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TBDM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk. Talk radio show. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. Talk radio show. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. Talk radio show. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live.